I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This Saturday, you're invited to join South Knoll Elementary School for the dedication of Jeremiah Forrest, an outdoor classroom designed and built by Texas A&M architecture students as an outreach project. We spoke with Alex Santos, who led the project.
So Jeremiah Forrest was an idea at one time by Mandy Pryor. She's a PTO mom and really dedicated PTO member. She brought it to the Department of Landscape Architecture at A&M. And there's a process where sometimes projects like this, art department will do. But this was a little bit out of the scale that they could get done in the semester. So he brought it to me, and I was president of ASLA at the time, American Society of Landscape Architects. And I was excited about the project. They had $10,000 to work with, and I said, well, at least it's something we can talk about. And so we sat down with the principal, Kachina, one of the teachers there, and Renee, who's College Station ISD facilities management guy. And we talked about what they wanted and what kind of things that they wanted to perform out there and how many people they needed to accommodate. And I brought that back to my student organization, ASLA. We came up with a design. I have about 70 members in my organization, so we broke them off into about 5-10 groups. They all come up with their own design, presented it to our organization. Then I took the leadership of my organization, and we melded that into one design. And then I took that design and melded it into a constructible design. From there on out, I hit the ground fundraising, me and Mandy did. And, I mean, we fundraised probably about $70,000.
Wow.
For this project. And everything we got, though, we got everything 50% off, 75% off. 75% donated, only paid 25%. So what we did, the first thing we did, we went to Watson Signs and Monuments. And because my thought was that if we had a cool monument that we could honor these donations with, it would be easier to get the donation. And so we went to Watson Signs and Monuments. He was super helpful, Tony was, and our monument signs, an $8,000 monument sign. We put $2,000 up for that. And so how we did it was we spent our $10,000 very, very wisely throughout the entire process by trying to spend a little bit of money with every company, letting them know we're not asking for everything for free, but we need a lot of help.
Yeah.
And truth be told, we only had one company say no to us for every single donation we ever asked for, and we really weren't even talking to the right person. So it was a really great communal effort. I mean, a lot of blessings from God and just making this thing flow. And I guess after that, my role in it was construction. And Mandy and I would set work dates and try to get as many people out there from the community on days that was a ton of just easier work to do. I wouldn't say easy, but like
stuff that anyone could go out there and do,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Without experience.
Some granite, stuff like that, plant some plants.
Okay.
And I've been managing this for about 3 years. And finally, we are there. It's just been an amazing thing. It's just a ton of work.
And Alex, so Jeremiah Forrest is technically an outdoor classroom, correct?
That's correct.
So what does it have? What's all out there?
So there's two situations that I would like to call them. So on the deck, there's four tables out there, and each table fits 8 students. And we want to call that the workspace. And then on the podium, there's another side, which is the amphitheater pergola, and we want to call that the teaching side. And so that's where the students would sit, and the teacher would verbally speak to them in a classroom style, and then they would say, okay, let's go work on this, and they would go into the deck and work on it, on the tables and stuff. And we got stainless steel tops put on those by custom fabricators, and so that they'll be smooth for forever, so they can draw, they can write, and they'll never have, like, typical outdoor benches are really rough, even the plastic ones on top,
Right.
So that was a thoughtful thing that we did there.
Okay.
And otherwise, there's a big berm in the back, and you can kind of just roll down it, play on it, it's a really cool thing. And there's a ton of different seating situations around the space. It's definitely flexible and multi-usable. And all the landscape is 100% Texas native, which is extremely rare. It could be the only one in College Station and probably one of 5 in Texas. So not only that, the landscape is very educational. And in the future here, we're looking to put some placards out there. We have some rare species that we've hunted down for this landscape. There's a bioswale to teach water management. There's a rain garden. And so what we're trying to teach is biofiltration, to pull turbidities out of the water before it goes into the storm system, which is something our taxpayers pay money to take turbidities out of water so we can turn it back into drinking water. We're also educating on aquifer recharging. So we have a lot of sand basins underneath our rain gardens to permeate water back into the ground instead of off into the street. So water management, best water management practices, they call it in the industry. There's a lot of educational things going on out there beyond the structure and construction. And also there's a butterfly garden. So we're also bringing all kinds of great native species that are good and fun to look at.
And Alex, I know that Jeremiah is a name special to you. Can you explain why the name of this outdoor classroom is Jeremiah Forest?
Yeah, so we're kind of made a monumental step in the project and we started putting the posts up for the pergola structure. And to give you an idea, these posts are 24 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
They're massive.
Okay.
And so we got all the posts up on the concrete piers, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, this place really feels like a forest, you know, because it was like all these vertical trees just standing up. And I thought that was kind of cool. And my buddies were there, and like, so what are you going to name it? I have no idea. And they're like, well, you should name it after your brother. And both these guys are ex-military.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of give me that. And she named it after your brother. I said, wow, you know, that'd be cool, but there's a lot of people I'd have to put that through by, you know. But and then somehow together we came up with Jeremiah Forest, because it felt like a forest. And I didn't want to straight call Jeremiah Santos or anything like that. I didn't want to do that. What I thought was really cool is that the children will say his name for the whole life of that structure, and I guarantee that structure's got 100, 150 years on it before it even starts to visually degrade. And so it's just a really cool concept, and I think, I mean, I'll bring it to light at the opening, and beyond that, it'll be the teacher's job just to make sure it's called Jeremiah Forest from then on. I think it's just a super cool opportunity.
And Alex, what do you hope kids get out of when they get to go and learn in this environment and they get to, you know, be really hands-on with nature? What do you hope that they get out of this project?
My biggest thing is a large blanket to that would be to say, some kids are going to learn better outside. Some kids are going to learn better inside. And right now, our education system is not accommodating that. We've been teaching in the same fashion since 1807. Line them up. Stand them in the front of the room and put them in the building. So it's kind of, I mean, if you look at how cars develop, how cell phones develop, how computers develop, they're not the same in 1 year. Why is our education system the same? And so that's the biggest step that I'm trying to make, is diversify the education system and the experience and the atmosphere that they're learning in to help promote some students that will be better out there. And then secondly, I think obviously nature has been proven to have healing capabilities that they wouldn't see naturally inside the school all day long, every single day. And the playground really doesn't accommodate a lot of nature. It's a lot of gravel, a lot of slides, and trees at perimeter of the borders, and that's it. And so this was a place that we really wanted to hug them in nature and really make them feel like they've escaped, which could open up creativity in the mind. It was the ideal goal, you know, to inspire and to give them opportunities to think differently, even if it's just for an hour.
Let's go ahead, I guess, real quick, just the dedication is this Saturday. So if you can just give me a time and then I guess the location, where exactly it's going to take place.
Yeah, it's from 3 to 4. It's at South Mall Elementary. We'll be bringing people in off of Boswell Street.
Okay.
That is north side of South Mall Elementary School. We're going to have someone out there that'll bring them into the school, and we'll be giving a presentation inside of the school so we can have a projector. After that, we will go outside around 3:45 and cut a ribbon and have some more hors d'oeuvres.
Thanks again to Alex Santos for visiting with us today. Again, the dedication starts at 3 p.m. at South Knoll Elementary School. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.